What's up, everybody? This is Eric LeGrand, owner of LeGrand Coffee House, and you're now listening to the Chop Sports Podcast Network.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Monday, July the 19th, 2021. Your host, Sturch and Gooch, and of course, behind the fake imaginary glass, we have AJ Bascone. First and foremost, before I get into anything else, it's a very, very, very special day in the Sturchio household. It is my old man's birthday. Happy 64th birthday to my dad, who is basically the reason why I'm so ridiculously obsessed with sports. That's all his fault, and I'll blame all the gray hairs on him. So, happy birthday, Dad. Happy
a lot birthday, of birthdays this week. A lot of birthdays.
What else we got?
My nephew's birthday just took
just
place.
Just passed, right? Yeah.
Conor McGregor's birthday.
Oh, Conor McGregor.
So all right. What sign is your father? Is he the
Cancer.
Same? So, he, him I and think. Conor.
Yeah, I mean, that's Ashmere Fit actually brought that up on a post. Like, oh, my God, my dad's a Cancer, too. And I was like, oh, cool.
And oh, yeah, and Ashley's father.
There you birthday. Go.
Was it the same? No,
that no, was it was Saturday. A couple days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, all right, birthday's and running wild.
Today's Ashley's parents' anniversary.
Oh.
So, there's a lot of things to celebrate.
And they and he still doesn't know who you are, right?
Well, I mean.
Ha! Just kidding. Anyway, big weekend in review. Well, first of all, how was your weekend? Like, did you have a good weekend? This weekend, I felt like you worked more than I've ever heard of you working on a weekend. Like,
yeah,
there was a lot of texts going around, and I was like, it was all work-related, and I was like, this is great. You know, like, things are happening. Things are in motion. So, obviously, you were busy with that.
Figuring out the Facebook store. It's not
yes.
the same as the Shopify store. It's a little bit. I guess it's a little more complicated to set up because you have to integrate a bunch of things and then you have to get permissions and wait on. So you have to wait on things to get approved.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really good with working in spurts.
Mm-hmm.
I need to sit down, take 6 hours and do something. But the problem with this was you would do something and you just be kind of, your hands would be tied. This took me since July 1st to get, so finally got it figured out.
Awesome.
Waiting on the approval from Instagram to,
well, it looks
great.
Instagram
shop.
Yeah, it looks great. You can now find our shop on our Facebook page, Chop Sports Media Facebook page. Our shop is there. Our shop is also chopsportsmedia.com. You can find it there. You can also just directly go right to it, chopsports.shop, to get all of the gear, considering our gear and all the NIL Chop athletes that we got going on. We got a big day today, stacked meeting day. A lot of new faces that we're going to meet. Trying to get that second wave of people as other guys are in the process of still getting their merchandise kind of designed. And then there's guys that are already on the store making hundreds of dollars just kind of sitting there by sharing a link. So it's working. Everything that we wanted to do is working. The volume is there. It's awesome. Chopheads MMA drops a little later, right? I mean, just a,
yeah.
I mean, you woke up to
up
a the situation.
To no so. Electricity in my house. I don't know if it was another rolling brownout, we'll call it, but
brownout episode did great.
Like, there was the internet was still working. The lights were still working on my ceiling, mm-hmm. but no plugs were working. And it was just I had to shower in the dark.
Oh, that's
very
interesting.
Uncomfortable.
Interesting. At least you know where everything is as
but,
far as like,
yeah,
on your person.
I wake up at like 6 a.m. to edit the MMA show. Thank God I started it last night because that thing is in bitch to edit. And
oh, because you add a lot of production to it. Like, it's not just a straight show.
Very frustrating that I have no MMA show done and up and ready to go because I have a lot of things that I want to do today, but I can't do now because as soon as we're done recording, I have to go finish editing a fucking podcast. That
what
should
a
be
life.
Done.
What a life you live. This weekend, I decided to take my talents down to Seaside, New Jersey. I went to my buddy's barbecue outside. First of all, I got roasted. I don't know if you could tell, but I got a little burnt, little burnsky. You get like one, you know, you get that base and then you're good. Last year,
Dave waited until mid-July to get his base.
When will I have time? And I said that to my friends. My friends are like, oh, looks like you haven't seen the sun. I'm like, you're right. Because I've been grinding and building a business. I was like, I can't just go out and just hang out and tan yeah,
there,
while I put
might,
together a
there
store.
There might be a unique situation unfolding next week where I'll be in Lavalette for one day. Potentially, where I'm going to bring your red thing, potentially.
Okay.
I'm going to sort out how this is going to work.
All right.
And we're going to maybe do a remote podcast because I don't want to miss because I'm going to be away we have the capabilities to do it.
I mean, yeah, of course we'll do the StreamYard thing and we'll get that done and we'll make it happen. If not, guess who's filling in?
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm going to be on my own little vacay though, because this Friday I'll be heading to Miami.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're losing AJ. You know, these are the things you got to kind of tell
us. I'll be there on the FaceTime.
I don't need a FaceTime. That does nothing for us. You need to be here. Anyway, we do have another intern or potential designer coming in today to possibly work with us.
I think Pete might be showing up today.
Stop
too.
It. We're going to have a full house.
I think Pete might be showing up. I mean, I'm not positive because I was not really paying attention.
Bro.
We were texting back and forth about rap again over the weekend. And he said something about be there Monday to, I don't know. And then I just stopped answering. Because
dude, that would be sick. A little reunion. It's almost as if our little boy just grew up so fast. And just shoot him a text. See what's going on with him.
Yes. I'll be in the studio Monday. We're talking Ollie Vegas, and I didn't respond to that.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So
I'm going to text
looks
him
like
right now.
Production Pete will be in the house. Maybe he even jumps in while we're recording. Who knows? The door? Yeah, it's open. And he knows the code. So, yeah, it'll be a little reunion of sorts. Plus another guy. Bro, this is the dream right here. You know, we're going to be handling all these meetings early, and we're going to have three people working for us. I mean, that's, I don't know. It seems like surreal.
And when those meetings take place, I'll be sitting here working for Jimmy Palumbo. So
of course you will.
I don't actually get to sit in on any of those meetings today.
I mean, it's all the same. It's pretty repetitive at this point. So Madison Palumbo, the first ever female CHOP athlete, will be in studio today with Jimmy Palumbo. That is her uncle. So she'll probably talk about all things NIL and her career of playing lacrosse and just awesome stuff there. So, but yeah, went down the Seaside. I don't know how you did this whole big booty mix thing that you went to in AC. Cause I mean, when I'm standing at the bar and I'm just like looking around and I'm like, man, I'm old, bro.
Oh,
like,
it's almost here.
Oh, wow. All right. Great.
Passing exit 129. So Pete is on the way.
That's
AJ
great.
His eyes perked up. He's like, oh shit. Oh, I get to meet the legend.
The legend that is,
I know.
The legend that is Pete. That's awesome. I'm excited about that. So the weekend comes and goes. There are sports to have be had. Obviously, the Yankees and the Red Sox had a big series. They tried to start it on Thursday. Then COVID decided to hit us, and AJ didn't get to go to the game. That's unfortunate for him, but they do finish the series. Go figure that one out. Just go figure that one out, first of all. Like, these guys got COVID, but we're going to play anyway the next day. Everything's fine. You know what I mean?
Major League Baseball, the Yankees have guys in their farm system to call up.
And they did.
Had to do.
And they did. And we made the necessary adjustments. And a skeleton crew Yankee team beats the Red Sox 2 out of 3 games. We'll get into all those games in just a little bit. And, of course, the Bucks and the Suns. AJ, little nod to AJ. That Bucks and six shit looks a little more clear.
I'm pulling for it.
I mean, me too at this point. I mean, I don't really care either way. I will say it's exciting. The games are all relatively tight. A couple blowouts here and there. But, like, overall, two evenly matched teams, and Giannis is just a – I just can't even – you can't explain it anymore how good that guy is.
I don't know how evenly matched they are at this point. The Bucks are kind of taking it to them.
Like, well, you know what it
is? They've won three straight, correct?
Yeah, man.
Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton can just literally not fuck it up. And not like,
well, as opposed to not fucking it up, I think Middleton was like 9 for 11 first half the other day. And Middleton, wait, did I say Middleton 9 for 11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drew Holiday was 9 for 11
okay.
in the first half the other day, and Middleton scored 40 points.
Which also, by the way, shout out to Drew Holiday for Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Did you really have to spell your name like that, you moron?
I don't think that he chose the spelling of his name.
Well, then Mama Holiday, you really, really messed up.
Now you're talking shit about his mom.
I'm talking shit about his mom right here.
That's bro.
On the pod, bro.
Damn, bro. Talking shit about his mama.
There's certain names out there that I'm just always like, that is the parents' fault, and there's no Sean Moreno.
I don't mind it. I think I could pronounce it perfectly when I read it.
No Sean Moreno. The combination of knowledge and Sean. No Sean.
I like no Sean Moreno.
I'm like, dude, come on. It could have just been Sean with knowledge. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Whatever. I digress. I'm not going to get into people's names.
I don't know.
Stuff.
Dave.
Yeah. Well, first of all,
fucking
Catholic.
How weird
saint
is
over
that?
Here. Yeah. The Dave, you could blame my dad on that one. Happy birthday, Pop. Reason why, I know it might seem like I'm bringing the energy, but I'm like super tired, actually. I didn't even get to go to the gym today. Very disgusted with myself.
Yankees signed their first round pick.
Oh, that's good. Did that just pop up?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Trey Sweeney gets a $3 million bonus 20th pick in the draft. All he right, gets $3 million.
But you were saying you were tired.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was tired because I was like, I had a weekend, right? I had the weekend. I wind up sleeping at my dad's on Saturday. I didn't even make it home. And that's the first time that's ever happened since I've been a father, where I came home. And even my dad was like, look, you know, me and my boys do that once a year. Not anymore, but like they used to go and get together once a year for that one like Jersey Shore reunion and then just never do it for the rest of the summer. I think that's where I'm at now. I think that's like the last hoorah for me. But yeah, I got to my dad's house. My buddy dropped me off and it was a choice between driving home or not. And I was just like, no, I'm not going to do it. And so I stayed. So I was tired there Saturday. That was Saturday night. Sunday, I'm a lump on a log and we're supposed to go to my dad's, back to my dad's for, you know, for his birthday celebrations and stuff. But anyway, last night there was, on top of the Yankee game, there was a WWE pay-per-view. And I'm going to call it how I see it. I'm a wrestling fan. I've been a wrestling fan pretty much my entire life. However, when the fans went away because of the pandemic, it lost a lot of its luster to me. And I was just like, this is corny as shit. Listening to these guys, it's like watching a legitimate soap opera. You know, when there's no crowd to react, it's just a soap opera with bad acting. That's what it felt like. And I was like, this is shit, right? So I stopped watching for a little, I wasn't making it a point to sit in my front of my TV at 8 o'clock on a Monday for Monday Night Raw. You know, I was just like, forget it. But last night I heard, obviously there's a pay-per-view. And there's the crowds back. They're in Fort Worth, Texas. So I was just like, I'll give it a whirl. You know, I actually started watching it here while I was editing the Jersey Boys podcast. I threw it on my phone on the Peacock app because that's what they've moved over to. But anyway, I was like, I need a good night's sleep. How am I going to get this without tossing and turning? I'm going to take a sleeping pill. And the sleeping pill that I have is relatively good. It's called like a nighttime burner. So it helps you digest and this, that, and the third. I take it at like 10 o'clock. You're not supposed to take it too late. 10 o'clock's not that late because I know I could have fell asleep in like 15 minutes, but I fought it. Imagine fighting something like that for like an hour and a half.
So it sounds like Dave needs to smoke some weed.
Whatever. I don't know what I got
to
do. But
you need to take an edible.
I got to do something because I stayed up and fought it to watch the pay-per-view. And then lo and behold, I'm like really ready to fall asleep. I'm like, all right, cool. Roman Reigns wins. He's still the champ. Time to go to bed. And he gets on the mic and he's like, acknowledge me now, you know? And the crowd's like, oh, man, screw you, you know? Out of nowhere, the chimes hit. The return of John Cena.
So John Cena's back for one day, and then he'll be gone again for 3 years. That's basically what I get from so all superstar of a sudden, wrestlers.
So you're calling him The Rock? Is that what you're calling him?
I'm calling him The Rock. I'm calling him John Cena. That's what happens with these guys. They don't surface until the big days. And
he's definitely going to be in a title match for SummerSlam. Yeah, for SummerSlam. More than likely SummerSlam, right? And I'm like, but my eyes were shut, and then his music hit, and I'm like a kid in the candy store, just my eyes just bulge out of my head. I couldn't fall asleep.
If I had to list 5 active wrestlers on the WWE roster, I might be able to do it.
Do it. Go. John Cena, you get nailed one.
No, he doesn't count. He's not on
Okay,
the
so he's
roster.
Not on the list.
So Roman Reigns, you said one.
Sure.
Who's the Money in the Bank guy?
Seth Rollins, okay.
Braun Strowman.
Released, I think.
That's not a name anymore.
Isn't it Braun Strowman?
It's Braun Strowman.
I don't fucking know. That's the
point. He's just telling you he doesn't know it. He's like,
Vince McMahon.
Vince don't count. He's not on
Shane
TV
anymore.
Nope, he's not on TV anymore either. I don't think Shane's on the TV anymore.
Mankind. Fuck. Honestly, I don't know. Kane.
Kane's done too. Hall of Famer now.
Triple H.
Triple H is a lot behind the scenes.
Isn't he in management or something?
So I failed. Yeah, I can't do it. 1, 2, 3, kid.
Well, holy shit. He's clean and sober, I think. Shout out to X-Pac, Sean Waltman. So that's why I stayed up, and now I'm like really hurting today as far as like I thought I was going to get that nice sleep, and I didn't. So tonight I'm doing it. There's nothing going on. I'll watch a little bit of, you know, when I get home tonight, whenever the hell that is. You know, there's Raw. The Yankees on tonight? Are they off? They're probably off. I mean, they usually, if they're Sunday series, they might be off. I don't even know. That's terribly for me not to know it.
After they play on Sundays, they're usually off. They play every single Sunday. Every baseball team in the history of baseball has played every single Sunday.
All right. I'm looking at Monday, July 19th, and guess today. What? They're off. Shut your mouth.
Well, it's not because they played yesterday.
But they do have. And my dad figured out the algorithm for the New York Yankees. Remember, we were like, wait a minute, why isn't it Gerrit Cole slotted in to start the first game against the Red Sox on that Thursday? It's because, well, this is his theory, unless he heard it on the radio, which I'm pretty sure he did. He's a Mets fan, so I'm assuming he didn't, like, he knows the algorithm here or the lineup. But the reason why the Yankees didn't throw Cole on Thursday and wanted to pitch him on Saturday is because the Yankees have this pointless-ass series against the Phillies in which Cole will now miss that series and be able to pitch against Boston again. If they would have started him on Thursday last week, the way it works out is he would have wind up pitching one of those games against Philly, and those games don't really matter.
So we'll lose 2 of 3 to Philly.
There's only, I think it's a two-game set against Joe Girardi. We'll lose
2 of 2 to Philly.
We're going
to
get swept by the Phillies. Okay, great. But yeah, so that might be his theory. So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, Boone is such a genius then.
Oh, I know. I
guess Boone's back. He's back. Boone in the good graces.
Boone is so back.
Boone is very back. He is now going to get an extendo.
Well, I think then we're really excited about this opportunity to play a bunch of nobodies anything all year.
Before I get into the specifics of the Yankees and Red Sox series, shout out to ESPN. I saw this today, and this is why I debunk a lot of their shit, because it's just they're either bored or like, training camp opens this week for the Cowboys and the Steelers because they're in the Hall of Fame game, so they get a 1 week early jump on things, which I'm really excited about. Obviously, Hard Knocks going to be covering them, and that'll debut soon. But shout out to ESPN for doing an article. Literally, somebody wrote this. Like that's the worst part. Somebody took the time to do 3 year down the road power rankings. What are we doing, bro? How can they even...
It sounds like a fog blog.
It does sound like a fog blog with a lot of editing and where and were.
But speaking of fog blogs, I have two in the can.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
Well, that's good. We want content.
I know, but now I got to read them. So, all right. No, that's good. Thank you, Fog. I appreciate you.
See that, Dave, that could be taken wrong. Now I got to read them is indicating that you don't think that they're good. You mean that now you got to edit them.
Yes. And by edit, I hope I don't have to do anything. Hopefully he...
And I have an Ashmere Fit blog.
Stop.
Only it's not written as Ashmere Fit. It's written as Baby.
No.
As you'll see in the... No, it's not. It's Ashley Mears.
Did you hear everybody, by the way? I know we talked about softball last week, but when you went up to bat, did you hear everybody call you Baby? Or no? Were you just tune them out? Because Ashley did it, and she's like, come on, baby. And I was like, come on, baby. And then somebody else right next to me was like, baby.
I did hear Ashley, when I'm diving around in the outfield, keep saying, be careful. Stop, be careful. I'm like, well, I don't know how to do that.
Too late for that shit. But yeah, ESPN putting out some horse shit to project what's going to happen in the next 3 years. You know, I was like, you don't even know who's coming out of the draft. Like, there's really no reason for this whatsoever. What can you possibly base this on? Strength of schedule? You don't even know the schedule next year. You might know the divisions already. I know that for a fact. They already know which divisions each division's going to play. But, like, still, bro. Like, what are we wasting ink? I wonder
if they have Rodgers as a Packer going forward.
Oh, Christ.
The indicator will be their predictions for the next 2 years after this one.
I do have a question, though. Sure. How low did they rank the Cowboys?
16th. Right, middle of the pack, 500, like always. All right, so that maybe that's why I was a little mad.
Maybe they're onto something. This ESPN article, yeah, they finally got it right.
Up.
Where'd they rank the Packers? Third?
I don't know, man. They got the Kansas City years. Chiefs, Tampa Bay. Like, it's all big bold predictions there, saying that the Kansas City Chiefs might be good in 3 years while they still have the Patrick
Packers,
Mahomes.
The Packers have picked 28th or 29th or 30th my entire life.
How nice is that?
Not that great.
Because you gotta wait.
It's, don't get me wrong. The 99% of fanhood is having hope.
You know what it is, and I can ask you because you know it. Like, in a preference situation, what would you rather see in a season? You do the work like the Packers have done, and then get beat in the NFC Championship game, and your heart's ripped out of your skull, ripped out of your chest, or yeah, I'm like anatomy all
that
the
sounds
time.
Like a fatality that my nephew
fatality. No, but like, what's worse, that or a team like the Jets or like the Cowboys, where the expectations are low and then they have this successful season and then they get bounced in the playoffs or something to that effect, and you're like, all right, well, you know what, next year we got this, like, we're gonna lock it down.
The obvious answer is the way that the Packers go about it.
Okay, so, but I'm saying you've been picking 28th every year,
legitimate shot every season, turning the roster over and not actually losing a ton of guys. When I say turning the roster over, that would actually mean losing a ton of guys, so it's really not turning the roster over. But keeping the core of your players together, signing your own free agents. The Packers don't do enough in the offseason. That's the one thing that I'll knock. They never really go after big free agents. But
I mean, they're doing something right.
But they're always hovering around where they need to be with the cap. and just having the hope going into the following season with that chip on your shoulder, hoping that this is the year that you make that leap. And the leap isn't an 8-game leap. It's a 1-game leap. We got to win one more game, 2 more games. I'll take that going into this year, so long as we have our core back. And when I say our core, I mean my boy, which he will be back. Mercedes Lewis came out and said that he'll be back.
Oh, Mercedes Lewis. So because Mercedes Lewis said it, it's a confirmed knock. That's done. It's like, well, no more rumors at all. Debunk everything.
Yeah.
Schefter.
Accredited tight end.
And the house cleaning service that cleans Aaron Rodgers' house came out and said that he ordered his house to be cleaned again. And that's happened every year for the last 10 years.
And they need
wasn't
more.
Returning to Green Bay. I don't see it on the market. I don't see any real estate companies going out there. I don't see Curtis Counts of Curtis Sells Houses posting that Aaron Rodgers has put his house up for sale.
Who's also
in Green
a Packers
Bay.
Fan.
Yeah. So, give him a little burn.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, this is just a cleaning service. I thought of Consuela from Family Guy right away.
Like,
no, miser. More lemon pledge. But yeah, so shout out to ESPN for your shit stories. But right now, we're going to turn it on over to the sports update. We're going to do something new today, starting today with the sports update with AJ Bascone. AJ, give me a rundown. What the hell happened yesterday other than our teams?
All right, got it for you. Today's sports update, before we get started, is brought to you by a friend of the program. My guy, Chris, just mentioned Curtis Sells Homes. He's of EXP Realty, and he's a friend of the program who specializes in all home sales and realty needs.
Curtis Sells Houses.
What did I say? Holmes?
Holmes.com.
It's a thing. It's a thing. It's okay. Go ahead.
Maybe
okay.
He's got a redirect on his domain name, but we're not sure, so we're going to say Curtis Sells Houses.
We will see. We will see.
I did misidentify.
There he is! We got production Pete walking in.
Wow, Pete in the house. Right as soon as the update is about to happen, the interns meet, and that's just a weird scenario as we're recording. Go have a seat or pull a chair up or whatever you want to do. So, hit it, AJ. Let's nail this
sports update.
The sports update with AJ Bascon.
So there's no basketball action yesterday. As you know, Bucks are going to win this in 6. But let's go into the MLB. We got the Mets with a crazy comeback victory over the Pirates. In the beginning of the game, I don't know if you guys saw, Taijuan Walker gave up one of the craziest, 3-run little bloops, I guess. It was a borderline foul ball, borderline fair ball.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. And they're throwing the ball around, threw it into the dugout. I saw
it. Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy play. Gave up 3 runs on that alone on an infield ball. But Michael Conforto, who has been slumping, was able to hit a really late 9-inning home run knock to win the game for them. Good for them. Then we also go to somewhere else in New York, and we got the New York Yankees, who absolutely hammered.
0-2. Yeah, 0-2. And what I say? Do the update. Outside of our teams, but go ahead.
And our team isn't the Mets, but
it's in order. It's in order.
Are we going to get a breakdown of each game too as you do the update?
No. I was just going to say that the Yankees absolutely hammered the Red Sox. James
we'll
Talon looked
a
like
second.
A stud, and Torres and Odor homered back to back.
It's Odor.
Yeah, Odor. He doesn't stink.
I'm sorry. We got the continuation of the Marlins and the Phillies game that was suspended 2 nights ago. That finished with the Phillies winning 4-2. Muto powered them over the Marlins. We got another smacking by the Padres against the Nationals. Nothing that we really didn't expect there. Patrick Corbin yet again had another bad outing. Also, we got a doubleheader with the Rangers and the Blue Jays. The first game of that was an absolute shutout. Ryu had a 3-hitter against the Rangers, and they looked absolutely dominant. It's shutout city as we have the Milwaukee Brewers shutting out the Reds and the Detroit Tigers shutting out the Twins. I mean, we had some great pitching yesterday. Wandy Peralta had a great game, and Corbin Burns also had a wonderful game. Sonny Gray gets the loss in the Reds game.
Oh, Sonny.
Yeah, oh, Sonny. Tampa Bay Rays were able to beat the Braves. Diaz were able to homer during the 7th inning, and they got a great rally going. AJ Minter gets the loss in that game. During the second game of the Marlins versus Phillies slate, the Phillies were also able to win. Realmuto had another big day to take care of the Marlins. Two different performances where he led the team to victory. Zach Wheeler gets a win in that one. Matt Harvey was able to shut out the Kansas City Royals.
Dark Knight rises again. I knew it. I knew there's something left in that kid.
Absolute shocker. The White Sox shut out the Astros and one hit them. Carlos Rodon is really improving on his AL Cy Young.
Good at baseball.
What is it? Resume this year. The Giants and the Cardinals had a low-scoring affair where Bader was able to hit an infield single to lift the Cardinals past the Giants 2-1. And then in the second game of the Nationals versus the Padres, the Nationals were able to squeak one out with an 8-7 victory. Going into the Dodgers versus the Rockies, it was a very late game, but the Rockies were able to pull off a crazy upset over the Dodgers in extra innings. Blue Jays in the second game of their doubleheader absolutely dominated the Rangers yet again and shut them out both times. The Cleveland Indians were able to beat the Oakland Athletics 4-2.
Long docket. That's a long one. Keep going.
The Seattle Mariners were able to upset the Angels with some pretty nice odds yesterday, 7-4, despite Ohtani's 34th home run. And Merrill Kelly and Eduardo Escobar lead the Diamondbacks over the Cubs 6-4. The Cubs are slumping, and they look like they have no return. Chris Bryant is on the block.
I was going to say, they're going to trade Chris Bryant, you think? That's it? That's all? That's all we got? Yes.
That's I thought it was a lot, but that's all
I got. I got notes.
I was just making sure, but I have notes. And I appreciate you, AJ Bascone.
AJ started off really, really rough.
Right.
Yeah, I did.
The theme of the whole thing went well, except I'm confused. Did the Rangers play two doubleheaders as well as the Phillies and the Marlins? Did they both play two doubleheaders each?
So this was the confusing part of it. The Marlins and the Phillies, I guess, didn't have a doubleheader. They had
a quadruple header.
They had a continuation of the first game and then a second game. So and I then called a doubleheader. Did they? I don't think they had three.
Could have sworn I heard it twice.
I don't know. You kind of
all right.
Put me in a blender.
You know what I'll do? You know what I'll do going forward?
I'm going to clean it up going forward.
I'm not worried about it. No, it was great. What I'll probably do is when I print out these the little rundowns, I'll give you a scoreboard and just kind of like. Or you know what? No, that's your job.
I know. I'm just
also I'm confused by one thing that you said.
Okay.
What is the difference between a shutout? In an absolute shutout.
An absolute shutout?
Is that like a...
So a regular shutout is like seven hits and it's a shutout. An absolute shutout is one hitter like Rodon did.
Yeah, like all right, so I get it. I like that. We're going to start classifying our shutouts here. It's either a shutout or an absolute shutout. I like that. I like it. So thank you very much, AJ, for that one. He did touch on the Yankees beating up on the Red Sox last night. My boy, probably going to get his jersey eventually, Jameson Taillon with a gem. So, and when I say gem, he's a 5 1/3, no runs. That's a gem to me. That's a great outing.
Against a lineup like the Red Sox. Is
right, man.
Definitely a gem.
Shout out to the Yankees this week. I know we've bashed them up, down, left, and right, but like, bro, they're scrapping together a lineup and they're beating the best team in the league or the division at least. But like again, that's a big deal to take 2 of 3. They still sit 7 out of first. They're 3.5 out of the wild card.
Pick up a game a week and then we're good. One game a week, literally one game a week.
Yeah, because I mean, I guess you have that.
So we picked up our game this week. Let's not relinquish it. Now we got the Phillies coming up and then another series against Boston. We could potentially pick up two games in a calendar week.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's definitely a possibility. And like we just said, I think the Yankees arranged it where Gerrit Cole will get a start in that next Boston series. So
you take away that blown lead in Houston.
Yeah.
At the end of was that in Houston?
That was right before the All-Star break.
Yeah, so take away that blown lead in Houston, and the Yankees have a nice string of wins and only lost two games out of their last seven. Is that what I'm thinking?
I think so, because, I mean, let's see. The Yankees...
Five and two in their last seven? That's the kind of baseball the Yankees need to play.
They're 7-3 in their last 10.
Yeah, they got to do that going forward consistently. That's the only way they get back in it is to go 7-3 every 10 games.
Right. That's... like 600-700 ball. So, and that's what we said that needs to be done. The Yankees have a potential. If I'm being honest, if I think the way things are going to go, I think it's probably smarter for us to just try to get to that. Like in our minds, like we can get to that second wild card. You know what I mean? We can get to that game. I don't know if they catch Boston based off the injuries and based off the shit, but if they turn it up, they'll turn it up and we'll see. But very hard to predict right now. What's up?
I got a little bold prediction.
Oh, Christ. Here we go. You did say Bucks and six, so we'll see what's going on. He did, Pete. I know. He heard.
I think that the Yankees could actually make a huge leap on the American League East, and I think that there's a lot of regression coming for Boston and especially their pitching staff.
All right. Well, we hope your bold prediction.
Well, that's not really that bold because typically Boston does suck in the second half, and the Yankees do typically play well in the second half. Just judging by the way that things have gone this year, it's hard to get behind the Yankees, but... you know, here we are.
Can the Yankees make the splash at the deadline? Do you think any of these big names that are starting to pop out, like a Chris Bryant or anything like, can they make a play for that? Do they have enough assets to give away?
We're not looking for a corner infielder, I don't think. I think what we're looking for is that Marte deal. Starling Marte.
I heard about that.
We'll take that in a heartbeat. It fixes center field woes, and we get a power handed
Ryan something hit a 2-run blast. He played center field last night. He could be our guy.
No. Marte.
Sorry, yeah. But yeah, we'll see. I mean, look, like I said, the Yankees are playing better baseball.
Marte
right
a switch hitter?
Marte's not a switch hitter. He's a right hander.
Mm. What else is new? Another right handed bat. Guys, it is almost time for the best time of the year, and that's tailgate season. And when you think about tailgates, you're thinking about beers and you're thinking about food. And when you're thinking about food, you're thinking about hot sauce. I'm talking about Silk City Hot Sauce. It's a mom and pop business from Vermont that produces hot sauce with locally grown peppers. There's several blends and flavors. Here's just a few. You got Slurp, which is fresh peaches, honey, Vermont apple cider, habanero and cherry pepper blend with a hint of smoked jalapeno. We got the Badass Jew, which is four pepper blend jalapeno, cherry pepper, serrano, and habaneros with tomato, roasted red peppers, roasted garlic, and Mexican seasoning. Good Morning Jonestown, which is a smoked habanero and smoked serrano with carrots, roasted peppers, garlic, onions, and a splash of white vinegar. Killer Hot is their second hottest, three pepper blend featuring Fatale, habanero, and ghost with roasted red peppers, garlic, and honey. Ghost Whisper is a pile of ghost and habanero with roasted peppers, garlic, onion, and red vinegar. It's a very powerful sauce with a deep and delicious flavor. And you guys got to check out the artwork on these bottles. Silk City uses professional comic book artists to create the coolest looking hot sauce in the biz. They offer great deals when you purchase the 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 mix and match packs. Go to silkcityhotsauce.com and use the coupon code CHOP. You're going to receive 20% off your order. You're going to receive a free bottle, and you're going to get some stickers along with that. That's silkcityhotsauce.com. We definitely need, I don't know, we need a lefty. We need a lefty for bat sure. That's an everyday lefty bat. Not a switch. Well, a switch hitter would work too, but, you know, they're few and far in between. But, yeah, so that's where we're at with the Yankees. And like I said, they open up another series against the Philadelphia Phillies. I believe it's just a 2-game set. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's where we're at. So Joe Girardi against Aaron Boone. So we'll see what happens.
Shout out to Glaber.
Oh, my God, yeah. Hitting
some bangers 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row. Glaber starting to heat up a little bit. These are the guys that need to start carrying the load. You know, not saying Judge is going to be out in an extended period of time. He'll be back in a couple days because of the COVID crap. But like that, and that goes for their bullpen, too. So Yankees are going to start getting a little healthier. You know, and like I said, remains to be seen as far as which pitchers will be back, if there's no more regressions, you know, so we'll see. But moving on to something that went down on Saturday night that I was way too intoxicated to actually comprehend, and that was the Milwaukee Bucks taking game 5, 123-119 over the Suns. Again, one of those games I just saw very bits and pieces of it. I was at the Beachcomber down there with the Jersey Shore, like a putts. But as far as that game goes, you know, Box scoring the crap out of it. Looks like Butler had another nice game. Booker had another nice game, but again, in a losing effort. The leading scorer for Middleton was Giannis. Well, Giannis with 32.
Really? So, I thought it was Middleton.
No, Middleton had 29, so yeah. Just 3-point difference. But the Bucks get it done. Giannis plays another unbelievable game, both sides of the court. He's really just starting to come into his own. But you guys saw the game, so I'll let you guys break it down a little bit better than I did.
Milwaukee beat him up.
Yeah.
Through and through. Plain and simple. Booker does his thing. Obviously, they let him get his shots off, but they put pretty much every big on Phoenix in foul trouble immediately with Giannis just penetration and pause. But there's just when the three of them are playing the way they're playing, and Giannis specifically plays the way he plays, they're just impossible to beat.
Right. Yeah, it seems that way. Yeah. What's up?
I mean, and Drew Holiday was playing out of his mind. I know I had that statement before, but like Drew Holiday has had some rough games this playoffs, especially during the series. In the beginning of the series, he was struggling really, really badly against Chris Paul. But now that Chris Paul kind of seems like that injury is hindering him, Drew Holiday is taking full advantage of it. He's exploiting him. And right now, they're just doing a great job of playing, what is it, like defense off of Devin Booker. Devin Booker is unstoppable, but they are doing a great job of limiting the options offensively besides him, and I think that's what it, the X factor is in the series.
Two-way basketball at its finest.
Did anybody see the post-game interview
with
Devin Booker and Chris Paul sitting next to each other?
Dude, no. Yeah, that was
it awkward?
The hell would
it
somebody
was super
ask
awkward.
That?
Somebody was like,
"Hey, are you leaving?"
No, he asked him. Well, Chris Paul is leaving. He's
I know.
Go to the
it's
Lakers,
a foregone conclusion. Stop with the Lakers stuff. Go ahead. Anyway,
what you want him?
I do.
Why? So we could just be injured. Game one.
I don't
the
care. I just need. I need all of the guys. All of them. Just bring them all to New York.
Devin Booker was asked, "How bad do you feel for Chris Paul right now?"
And what?
Chris Paul was sitting right next to him. He's like, "Next question."
Oh my God!
Chris Paul looked up, all funny. He was like, "Wait, what?
Like,
the
what
fuck
is wrong with these guys?" These reporters, are like, I, you know what my favorite things are, right? When like, is there a bigger moment than doing this right here? Like, what are they supposed to say? Yeah, as a matter of fact, when my kid was born, it was definitely bigger than this, but that walk-off grand slam was something special. You know what I mean? Like, what do you, like, these questions are so just not loaded. They're
cookie cutter
questions. They're right. Yeah. They're journalism 101 type questions. Like, oh, when you got called out there in the seventh, did that make you mad? You're like, no, actually, I was kind of thrilled with the announcement, and I figured, you know, he got the call right. You know what I mean? Like, stop, bro.
Athletes Jesus. Love when the interviewer is more personal and, like, real. Like,
I mean, just dig in. Dig in. That's called being a good journalist. Right? Right. Yeah. Right. So, in any event.
AJ tells everybody that the athletes love when the interviews get more personal. Just how personal would they have to be?
Yeah, seriously. What was that all about?
I'm not saying mention possibly a divorce or something like that. I'm just saying, you know, add a little personal touch to it. Don't sound like a freaking freak out there.
Yeah. All right. But looking around the league tonight, outside the NBA, game 6 will go down tomorrow. So we'll preview that tomorrow on the show. But yeah, I guess this is Chris Paul's final go with the Suns, at the very least, if they can't get the job done, and the Bucks will be the champions. Now, I will say, fun fact that has been proven, the last time the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA title, the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl that year. So with that being said, we'll just have to see and root for the Bucks. Really,
a fun fact that's been proven. You don't have to prove a fact.
I wanted to prove a fact. I wanted to go even harder in the paint on that fact.
At some points, you have to prove a fact.
It's an absolute fact.
That's absolute fact. Like, absolute eyewear with Johnine. Yeah, no, that's a fact, and that's what happened. So that's what's going to happen this year.
It's like an absolute shutout.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now get up for a second. Take off your headphones. I'm going to get Pete in here before we wrap up, because I got to catch up with this kid to see what the hell's been going on. As I'm like, get out of your seat, AJ. No, it's actually, he sat down already, so he doesn't see the back of the chair, but actually we had it engraved.
My computer.
We had it engraved. You don't need it. You don't need it. No, not at all. No, but we engraved Pete's chair in the back of your chair. No, he looked anyway. But
I felt
Pete, bro, how's life, dude?
Dude, it's great up there. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be back.
Yeah,
you know, no. Yeah, good to see you guys. I've been listening.
Okay, thank you. I know.
Usually, I get called out sometimes.
You do.
Not listening, quote unquote.
Well, no, there. That was I'm more there. Or less a feeler to see if you were listening.
Right. Yeah, that was like, I got the text through the line
it.
Out.
I got the text.
I'm listening. Don't worry.
Maybe 20 minutes after I said it was like Pete's listening right away too. It's not like he's just listening.
Right. Like, you get like alerts on your phone.
No. I mean, like, I'll see it's like 12, 1 p.m. and I'm like, oh, it's probably up. Let's throw it on.
Credit to Dave on that one. Get that episode up.
Exactly.
So you moved up to Connecticut?
Yeah, West Hartford.
West Hartford, Connecticut. So life is good up there?
It's great. It's nice. I got pictures. I'll show you guys.
Oh, even that. He's got pictures. All right, good. How do you feel about this, the Bucks-Suns series, bro? It's rough, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, I wanted the Suns, as you guys know.
Yeah, I mean, we were all Suns.
You had the Bucks. Right?
I thought the Suns were going to win. I said Suns in seven, but I wanted the Bucks.
It was still homie behind you had the Bucks in six. Course,
that's, yeah, I actually already bet on the Suns for game six.
There you go.
Because they're like, it's like a 4-point spread.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, like that can happen. Like,
did you look at the futures? What are the Suns right now to win it?
I just got an ESPN notification. They're plus 320
to win it all. Yeah, so they got to win two straight. So
that's not that good. That's like a better.
That's a better bet. That's what I was going to say. If you think they're going to win game six, then you obviously think they're going to win game seven. You might as well just double down.
Let it ride. All right. How you feeling about the Yanks?
Dude, I've also been, like, once the NBA is over, I'll be more locked into the MLB, but because I've just been all NBA.
Mm.
And since the Yankees have been sucking, it's just like, you know, I haven't been watching as much. I was just looking at, and but they've been playing better.
But there is a lot of bullshit in the news that doesn't give you reason to be excited.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. If you're looking at the headlines right now, you're like, oh, I'm not going to watch that shit. You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason to. But yeah.
I watched a game last week. They were playing the Astros, and they were up 7-2 in the top of the ninth. And I was like, all right, like, I'm done.
Oh, that's the game they blew.
I went to, like, eat dinner. And then I get a notification. No, Astros 8, Yankees 7. It's like, what the fuck just happened?
That was one of the worst losses maybe in the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Pete eats dinner at 11:30 at night, apparently.
No, it wasn't that.
Did you get a job up there or anything like that? Are you working?
I mean, there's something a little lined up.
All right,
well,
nice.
Yeah, I'll bring it up. It's more like freelance stuff, not like.
So he's getting a job off his production work is what he's having. Yeah, what's happening here?
Yeah.
Oh man, it's just look. There's a tear in my eye right there. Oh, well, that's good, man. It's good to have you back. And and it's funny because he brought it up as soon as we I think Pete's coming. I said no way. I was like, but I remember you saying like something like, oh, I'll come in because I got to do other shit. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And
you'll hear it on the episode that you're on right now. I was like. I was texting with Pete about rap music, and then all of a sudden I just stopped texting after he said he was coming. I was like, oh, maybe, you know, I'm busy. I forgot, but
yeah,
Pete's here.
It was also like 2 a.m. I was like, oh, this song's sick.
You guys are talking about music at 2 a.m.?
Well, that was just me being intoxicated.
Like, oh, nice.
Feeling really passionate about this one song that he showed me, actually. So I was like,
Ollie Vegas, for the people out there.
Ollie Vegas?
Ollie Vegas.
Okay. Yes.
Most underrated rapper from Queensbridge.
Brilliant.
Right. And on Spotify, it's like 5,000 monthly listeners. Like, very,
is it too?
Very
all right. So, if you had to describe this, Ollie Vegas, the person, or like this one song that he's got going?
No, the person.
He's a rapper.
All right. Is he fast? Like, is he J. Cole?
You're like, he's like Nas. Like,
yeah, he's more of a. It's very, very.
Remember, I like the slower paced rap.
There's a lot of Queensbridge samples. So, if you listen to Nas, you'll hear a lot of Nas influence in the album. You'll hear some Mobb Deep.
I like Mobb Deep.
I think he's
very, very, very good.
You can lift to it. See, he knows me. Yeah, I have to lift to this music. I can't do it where it's like, what the frig is that? I can't even understand.
And I guess you could say he's got a good cadence. He does remind me of AZ.
Yeah, 100%.
So if you know who AZ is, Dave doesn't.
Is that Jay-Z's cousin?
No, that's just AZ. It's AZ. That's the guy.
Okay.
I mean, they might be cousins.
I mean, no, it's just so funny because I think it was when... Which dog died? Not Snoop Dogg, obviously. He's still alive.
DMX? Nate Dogg?
Nate Dogg. When he died, I told my dad, I was like, ah, man, Nate Dogg died. He's like, any relation to Snoop? I'm like, good.
Honestly?
There might be.
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, they're... I like that shit. That's great. That's amazing.
I don't know. They're from the same town.
Oh, all right. Well, then and they probably...
Both their last names are Dogg. Dogg. No, I do think that they're cousins or some shit.
Okay.
Actual cousins.
All right. That makes sense. All right, well, that'll put about a bow. I'm glad that you came down. We'll put you to work today. There's actually another guy coming in today, a designer that we potentially might use. So we'll have three guys in here. Jimmy Palumbo returns today with Madison Palumbo, his niece, who's now a CHOP athlete. Have you been following along
with
the CHOP athlete stuff?
To talk about that.
Pretty crazy shit going on around these parts here in Matawan, New Jersey. So, again, thank you guys for joining us here on this episode, this Monday episode of the CHOP Sports Podcast. Obviously, we'll be back tomorrow, but right now you'll probably eventually get CHOP Heads MMA. You'll get that, and then tomorrow, obviously, you get the Jimmy Palumbo Show, Joe Matarese drop, our little comedy Tuesdays, along with the Squeaky Bums, and of course, Wednesdays, we got Chart Choppers. Thursdays, we got I'm Your Football Team. We also, have Till Mets Do Us Part. The goddamn Jets will be back on Friday, but they're coming in studio. All three of them are going to be here on Wednesday, so that'll be cool. We'll probably just have a nice little party with the goddamn Jets. So, for Sturch and Gooch, and of course, AJ Bascone, and of course, Production Pete in the house. This has been another episode of the CHOP Sports Podcast, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
So, we're going to spend like $77 on lunch today because Pete's back.